This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, December 10th. I'm Tom Rogers. We'll be devoting our podcast today to covering yesterday's arrest of Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich and the reactions. We'll also get a forecast later on from AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is free on bond today after he was taken into custody yesterday on federal corruption charges. Among the most shocking allegations include the governor attempting to sell an appointment for the state's vacant U.S. Senate seat. We have a synopsis of yesterday's activities from Illinois Public Radio's Sean Crawford.
Special Agent Robert Grant was the one who notified Blagojevich he was going to be arrested.
It occurred about 6 o'clock in the morning, and it was a phone call from me to the governor advising him that we had a warrant for his arrest, that there were two FBI agents outside his door, asked him to open the door so we could do this as quietly, without the media finding out about it, without waking the children. He was very cooperative.
Blagojevich has been under scrutiny for years, but few could have predicted the level of activity federal authorities say they uncovered in recent weeks. FBI wiretapping caught Blagojevich on tape. U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois, Patrick Fitzgerald, says Blagojevich was attempting to sell the U.S. Senate appointment in exchange for financial gain, whether it was jobs for himself and his wife or campaign contributions.
The conduct would make Lincoln roll over in his grave. The governor's own words describing the Senate seat, quote, "It's a bleeping valuable thing. You just don't give it away for nothing."
Fitzgerald gave no indication President-elect Barack Obama, who vacated that Senate seat, had any involvement in the scheme. Obama also has denied any knowledge of it. State law gives Blagojevich sole discretion over the Senate appointment, but there are plans to have the legislature change the law, allowing a special election for the U.S. Senate seat. Fitzgerald also says Blagojevich tried to silence critics at the Chicago Tribune newspaper. He says the governor offered to help arrange financing for the state purchase of Tribune-owned Wrigley Field, home of the Chicago Cubs, if certain newspaper employees were let go.
The price of doing so was to fire certain editors, including one editor by name. In the governor's words, quote, "Fire all those bleeping people, get them the bleep out of there, and get us some editorial support," close quote, and the bleeps are not really bleeps.
For the governor, who currently remains in that position, his once promising political career is winding up in scandal and shame. A former state lawmaker and congressman, he won the state's top job in 2002 on the heels of a criminal probe into his predecessor, George Ryan. During that campaign, Blagojevich talked like a reformer.
Unless we are careful, if we do not end business as usual in Springfield, we run the risk that public corruption will be associated with Illinois government, just as earthquakes are associated with California and hurricanes are associated with Florida.
Now, almost all elected officials in state government are asking the governor to resign. Many are talking impeachment. Rod Blagojevich had an opportunity to turn around how Illinois residents view their state and their government. But in the end, Blagojevich not only failed to restore the public's trust, he caused it to erode even further. I'm Sean Crawford.
Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar wants Governor Blagojevich to step down immediately. The former governor says what's really shocking about yesterday's arrest is that Blagojevich allegedly committed the actions after he was under investigation for 3 years. Edgar says they show a new depth of corruption and misuse of public trust, and he's calling on the public to pay better attention to candidates before voting. Many lawmakers are calling on a special election to name Illinois' next U.S. senator, but Edgar says he's favoring a blue ribbon committee to appoint someone otherwise. He says another election is the last thing the state needs right now.
It'd be a lot better if we could kind of pull together. We're going to have to pull together in Springfield to deal with the huge challenges facing state government, even before the charges brought today by the U.S. attorney. And again, I just would rather not have us have to have a partisan battle in this state any sooner than necessary.
Edgar says filling the Senate vacancy in this matter would leave no doubt that the person was placed based on qualifications and not campaign contributions. The former governor says despite what's happened with Blagojevich, the vast majority of people in Illinois government are honest. Edgar called yesterday a very sad day for the state. Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn says he hopes the governor resigns after his arrest, but Quinn said the governor could also step down temporarily without actually resigning as governor if he knows that he may be seriously impeded in the exercise of his powers. He says the state constitution allows such temporary relinquishing of office, and that might help convince Blagojevich to step down now before charges against him are settled. But State Representative Chapin Rose of Mahomet says he doesn't think a temporary departure from office will solve the state's problems.
I mean, then what you're doing is you're having a basically a governor and a de facto governor, you know, in hiding with a cloud over his head. And I don't know how that would help us pay one more nursing home bill in a more expeditious manner, restore funding cuts to universities, you know, help the vulnerable disabled. I mean, I don't understand how that would help any of that. It's time for this to end.
Rose joined many other state government officials yesterday in saying the governor should either step down or risk impeachment. State Representative Naomi Jacobson of Urbana says she's ready to go back to Springfield for a special session on Monday. Jacobson says part of that session will include discussing impeachment procedures. She says the session will also consider special legislation to try to remove the governor's single-handed power to appoint a U.S. Senate replacement.
That would change the way vacancy for the U.S. Senate is filled, and that is instead of there being an appointment by one individual having that sole power, it would be up to the people, and there would be a special election.
Jacobson's echoing fellow lawmakers and asking Blagojevich to resign immediately. After the governor was arrested yesterday, it was hard to find anyone who had a kind word about him. AM 580's Whitney Wyckoff asked people in downtown Champaign last night for their comments on the governor.
Those out and about in downtown Champaign last night described Governor Rod Blagojevich's arrest yesterday morning as inevitable, embarrassing, and even hilarious.
He just always seems shady to me. He's always seemed like he's money hungry, not here for the people, but here for himself and how he can get farther in this society. And I don't know, I really don't care for him too much.
The brazenness of somebody who is already has the word scandal flying around them doing something this stupid is, at this point, you can't do anything but laugh because he's become pretty much a joke.
I also was really disappointed to see that even his wife seemed to be part of this. So that's sad for a family to face some pretty tragic, I think, kinds of things.
That was Tracy Kirsch, Mike Ingram, and Martha Moore. While Moore admits she voted for Blagojevich in the last two elections, she says if Blagojevich cared about Illinois, he would resign. I'm Whitney Wyckoff, AM 580 News.
In an unrelated story, the Champaign City Council has told city staff to gear up for a second year of youth programs for the Garden Hills neighborhood. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
After complaints of unruly youth and neighborhood decay last year, the City of Champaign, its Park District, and the Unit 4 School District teamed up for youth activities targeting the Garden Hills neighborhood. Officials report that in 2008, the programs kept kids and teenagers off the street and occupied with recreational and service activities, as well as help with schoolwork, finding jobs, and applying for college. Amy Revilla is vice president of the Garden Hills Neighborhood Association. She says the youth programs produced results she could see.
There's not the kids running on the streets, roaming the streets, looking for things to do. And the kids that I'm associated with, I'm also a daycare provider, they're taking ownership in their school and their program, and they're taking pride in where they live, and it's really showing.
Enthusiastic city council members last night endorsed a second year for the Garden Hills youth activities, but they won't know until spring how much federal community development grant money will be available for the program in 2009. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. We turn now to another dimension of the news from yesterday. For that, Illinois Public Radio's Ben Calhoun reports on the political implications of yesterday's charges.
It might be an understatement to say that people who spend a lot of time around Illinois politics are not easily shocked by corruption. But as I talked to people about the case yesterday, they said things like stunning, unbelievable, disturbing, speechless, One person said, almost beyond comprehension.
I've never seen anything like or heard anything like this. I don't even know that a Hollywood movie producer could come up with a script.
State House Republican leader Tom Cross was one of those reeling after yesterday's news. Almost immediately, there was talk of impeachment and calls for Blagojevich to resign.
I personally think he should step down.
Leaders in Springfield also started putting together plans to take away Blagojevich's power to decide who replaces Barack Obama in the U.S. Senate, an appointment prosecutors allege the governor was essentially trying to auction off. By late afternoon, there was talk they would put together veto-proof majorities in both chambers. They would use those majorities to take away Blagojevich's power to replace Obama, and there would be nothing the governor could do about it.
The bottom line is this governor should not be responsible for appointing the next United States senator from Illinois.
Throughout the afternoon, politician after politician from both parties called for the decision to be taken away from Blagojevich, Senator Dick Durbin, congressional representatives among them. Also, by the end of the day, every single one of the state's constitutional officers was pressuring the governor to resign, including Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn.
I think the governor knows what he should do, and that is to either resign or step aside.
Others pondered political questions beyond Blagojevich. The criminal complaint against the governor includes descriptions of unsavory behavior by some people who wanted to replace Obama in the Senate, and some wondered who might be tainted. They also wondered what this might mean for Illinois' reputation for graft and corruption.
I've never read a public corruption complaint that is quite as disturbing and as venal as the one that came out today against the governor.
Cindy Canary heads the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform, one of the state's top watchdog groups. She said Illinois' reputation had been on the upswing with the election of Barack Obama, but she predicts Blagojevich's case will put a damper on that.
When I talk to my colleagues in other states, there's often a lot of disbelief, but today, I'm afraid, takes the cake.
So far, the governor has given no indications of plans to step down. The impression from both state leaders and political observers yesterday was that the groundwork was being laid for impeachment proceedings. State legislative leaders also announced plans for a special session to take the Senate appointment away from the governor. I'm Ben Calhoun.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it'll be mainly cloudy through the early part of today, then some sunshine later in Champaign-Urbana. Mostly sunny for the entire day in northwest and west central Illinois. Elsewhere in northern and central Illinois, cloudy early, then partly to mostly sunny. In the northern two-thirds of Indiana, mostly cloudy. Maybe some morning showers in southern Indiana. Highs today ranging from 20 in far northwest Illinois to 38 in the far south. 32 here in Champaign-Urbana with winds from the north at 10 to 20 miles an hour. It'll be clear to partly cloudy across northern and central Illinois tonight. Elsewhere, partly to mostly cloudy. Lows from 14 in northwest Illinois to 27 far south, 18 in Champaign-Urbana. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny across the two states. 25 for a high in far northwest Illinois, 43 in the far south. Champaign-Urbana will see a high of 36. Then clouding up tomorrow night with some snow showers and flurries after midnight, the low 24. Chance of a few flurries on Friday, mostly cloudy and 34. Saturday, intervals of clouds and sun, windy and milder with a high of 48. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, December 10th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.